Hey, good morning. 7:13. Let's see. What? Nothing. You laughing at our music choice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just a giggly guy this morning.
You are a giggly guy this morning. Today, sunny, warmer, high of 55. Tonight, clear, cold, low of 37. Friday, we had some clouds, rain possible, high of 55. Saturday, partly sunny, chance for rain, high of 51.
Sweet.
Today's going to be nice. We should probably go golfing today.
Should we?
Let me last. I have not golfed in forever.
Let's go, man. We got just
zero. Wait, are you going to be there?
Zero.
I don't want to go.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Got you good, you son of a bitch. Obviously, we've been talking about this morning, all morning long. Mega Millions jackpot. Up to what? 900? Well, it was 900 million Wednesday.
You know how much cocaine you could buy
with
that?
Good God. See, and unfortunately, people who win the lottery lots of times end up losing it all to drugs and alcohol.
Right.
It's insane.
You know, any bad habits you
just
have.
Just because you can buy pounds of cocaine doesn't mean you should buy pounds of cocaine.
Right.
Maybe a little Tudor Frog every once in a while. That's all right. It's not going to hurt anybody.
Is it, Brock?
It's okay.
Is it?
A little bit of cocaine every once in a while.
No, it's not.
It's good for the sinuses.
It's not.
You want a good time.
You're a terrible mentor.
Couple rips.
No, it's a good thing you don't have any kids.
I'd rather be high on cocaine.
Yeah, jeez, man.
God. I'm kidding. I would never give my hypothetical children cocaine.
Good.
When they're adults, though, it's fair game. Anyway, the next drawing is this Friday.
She's
so terrible.
Tread
so
lightly.
My kid is the fastest on the playground. But the next drawing
Friday,
is Friday. Yeah,
yeah,
Friday. I think it's like $1.6 or $1.5 billion. Mm-hmm. It's in the billions now. Mm-hmm. Billions and billions and billions. So anyway, that's going on. Let's see. According to a new survey, people would go to extreme lengths to avoid ever getting a hangover if they could. Some highlights include 32% would give up watching sports, 22% would give up social media, 20% would give up caffeine, 36% would be willing to pay more for hangover-free alcohol, an average of $49 each month.
How about just give up alcohol? Maybe that.
Yeah, maybe
that would
maybe don't get blackout drunk.
Right? How about that?
There you go. There's an idea.
You know, we're just not gonna watch sports for the rest of our life because I can't give up booze. You know, you selfish son of a bitch.
Guess what? I got a meeting that you can go to. It's really good.
Absolutely.
Usually, it's in the basement of a church, and there's free coffee and donuts, and it's once a month. I don't know.
Just cut back on the drinking.
Yeah.
Or slam a glass of water after.
You don't need to give up. There's a key to it, right? Get sodium in you. At the end of the night, eat something greasy. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Don't be such a pussy.
Hey, you know, if we won that Mega Millions, we could just have our own little saline station.
Oh, God, it'd be amazing. Mm-hmm. It'd be amazing. Or, you know, you just buy. I think it's the booze that you have, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's that bottom shelf vodka that you keep drinking. Why do I have a hangover?
I actually don't have.
Drinking straight up E85.
I don't have hangovers because I'm a man. All right. You don't get hangovers when you're high on cocaine.
No, you don't get hangovers when you've been boozing for 23 years. Your body's just used to it.
I have what you call a high tolerance. And lastly, in case you didn't hear, YouTube went down around for 2 hours on Tuesday night. It's like pretty much the reaction. Reddit was literally on fire.
I'm going to be honest. I was on YouTube when it happened, too.
Yeah?
I'm like, what? Come on.
Yeah.
All the other websites are working. I was kind of a little flustered.
It was down from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Here's the thing, though. People, instead of like going outside or getting off the internet, maybe talking with. No, instead they just went to other websites, including Pornhub.
Yeah.
According to Pornhub, their traffic spiked during the YouTube outage. It went up 12% above the average right around 9 o'clock and then hit 21% above average at 10. And then once YouTube was back up, Pornhub's traffic dropped down to 4% lower than average. Because apparently everyone was done with porn and back to watching videos of other people playing Fortnite, I guess.
So I had the idea the other day. We went on Zedge, and my buddy, I looked up. I'm pretty sure. You know that Pornhub? I know you know this. And Pornhub, the beginning of every video is the doom, 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 doom. It's like that little noise. Well, it's like for, their intro.
Well, for originals, Pornhub originals.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It's for their own Pornhub content.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he got that ringtone. Yeah. He got the ringtone. So we got like the dinner table the other day with a bunch of other dudes, and his phone went off, and you could just see all the guys look up at him. I know that.
We all know that sound.
I know that
it's
sound.
It's burned in our brains.
Are you watching porn there? Like, no, that's my ringtone.
It will be. But I know all of you do. All
right.
Gotcha. There you go.
Yeah, not one lady at that table turned her head.
What is that? I don't understand. What is that sound? Why is all the guys looking over there? I don't get it. That's your morning dump. The